Well, Leanne Edwards is an Indigenous author from Gippsland and is just about to release her first children's book called Emus Under the Bed. And in celebration of NAIDOC Week, I thought I would have a chat to Leanne about what it's like to write and get your work published. Now, Leanne, welcome to the program. When did you first start writing your stories down?
As a small child, probably about primary school, just scribbling in a notebook and just putting different bits of information down that sort of happened around me.
And what kind of...
All sorts of family stories, just things I hear in everyday life I wrote down as a child.
And do you remember some of those stories from when you were a kid?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, lots of them. Lots of my aunties and uncles and things they used to do. My grandmother told me a lot of things when I was growing up about my family. So the curiosity stemmed from there.
And I
went on a little bit further, digging around, trying to find a little bit more information.
Yeah.
But the elders, that's where I went back to. They are the pool of inspiration all the time. The stories of them growing up in a changing world, that's what was important. Because my elders have gone through lots of different changes over the years. So listening to them and the stories they had.
So have you always written down those stories from the elders and the people around you, Leanne?
Well, it started off as a painter, but all my paintings have a story hidden within them. So that's when people start to say, okay, where's the story? And then they see the story behind it and they go, oh, okay, there's a little bit more to this than we thought. So they asked a few more questions. So, okay, I needed to write down my family history. Seeing other people creating picture books and photo books of their family history, that pushed it along a little bit more because I wanted my family out there. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandmother. She was a full-blood woman who was my great-grandfather's mother. He was a half-caste child. He was ostracised a lot by welfare and all sorts of other things. So he grew up hating welfare. So he made sure that the children that followed him were never taken by welfare. So he put up a fair bit of a fight, and I tell, hopefully, a part of his story too.
So that's kind of influenced what you write about today?
Oh, yeah, it's got a lot to do with it. It's got a lot to do with it. And getting my family history story out there. I come from a very, very big family, and I know who they are 5 generations back. So, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's my job to actually put those people down in history.
Leanne, that story, that 5 generations back that you know about, how were the stories passed down to you? Was it an oral storytelling that you learned about those family members?
Yes, thankfully to my mother, yes. She holds lots of information. And she is my library, my mother. Yeah, I go back to Mum a fair bit for information, for just confirmation that stories are right.
So do you choose between writing for an adult genre or a children's genre? Because
I never really thought about that, you know, but it's sort of, well, I can't really grip the fact of writing drama for adults, so I thought, take it in a child's perspective and see how we go. So I went down that avenue with children's stories, making it pretty with my paintings and stuff, and it's just grown from there. I was told a few years ago when I met a young law student that she said, it works very political. I said, well, I didn't realise that until she had actually pointed it out to me. Yeah. I didn't realise what I was doing. I was putting a story about the assimilation policies, all those sorts of things were hidden within my paintings, and different things that happened to my mother and other children as they were growing up.
Yeah.
Like kindergarten, Sunday school. My mum and dad hated Sunday school. They'd see their Sunday school teacher coming, mate. They'd run. Run and hide. And Miss Sailing was used in a publication a few years back. And an actual critic looked at my work and said, she's having a go at us here, but it's so pretty that you just sort of overlook that. And some people do check it out. Some people don't. But then someone will come at me and ask, okay, what's the story behind this? And then I explain it to them and then they go, oh, okay, we didn't see that.
So your storytelling is broken up into the paintings that you create and,
yes,
and the stories that you write down on paper.
Yes.
Which one do you think is the most powerful for you?
Miss Sailing Sunday School. Because it's my mum and them. They're forced into Christianity when they didn't want it. My grandfather was a tribal elder from the Northern Territory. He had his culture intact. He had his initiation scars intact. He was an initiated elder from a community in the Gulf of Carpentaria named Nooka, Roper River. He took off from there as a young initiated male. He never returned. We stem from a tribal group that's pretty famous around Australia. And grandfather walked away from that family, left them behind, never to see them again. But we know they exist. They know we exist. And hopefully one day we'll meet.
So when you're with the children's book that you've written, Leanne, Emus, yes, Under the Bed, and you've obviously got a rich cultural history as a as a reference point, how have you kind of, you know, telling a story to a kid is very different to telling a story to an adult. How have you kind of told your first story, Emus Under the Bed, in your book, which is about to be released?
It's about me as a child enjoying the company of one of my great aunties. It's my grandmother's sisters. I wasn't lucky enough to meet my nana, so her sisters filled that gap. They taught me a lot of different things about my grandmother. They taught me feather flowers. They taught me Aboriginal language, all sorts of things. And I spent a lot of time growing up on the mission around Robinvale. And it was me letting people know that my mission existed. It wasn't there for very long, but it was there. And the people that I grew up with that were an influence over me as a small child, I want their story out there.
Leanne, I can hear in your voice that obviously it's touched your heart. Sadly, we've got to go to news very shortly. I just wanted to ask you, you know, words of wisdom. Basically, what gives you the power of storytelling in your heart?
My artwork, the strength within, and the fact that my family and my elders have passed on, and it's my duty to tell their stories.
Well, thank you so much, Leanne, for sharing your view on storytelling this morning. It's been really fantastic to talk to you, and good luck with the release of your book, which I know is very, very shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Leanne. That's Leanne Edwards, who is author of Emus Under the Bed and from Gippsland, and sharing with us, you know, a cultural history, which is all about storytelling, which is absolutely fascinating.